You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
You cannot be serious. I tell you what, if ever you cannot be serious, there is so much to say with that particular statement about what's going on.
I don't know what to say.
In this state. Now, I think the situation with the state government is ramping up something savage, if I could use that piebald term. There is a real state of calamity about to hit this state because Daniel Andrews is now asking for another 12 months of a state of emergency, which means that the government at any time, if that gets through Parliament or if that is written into law, it can change the rules any time they like to deal with this COVID virus, which has been a calamity from the start from this government. Now, there are serious petitions going around to ask the governor of this state, the governor being Her Excellency Linda Dussault, to step in and almost do a John Kerr, what he did to Gough Whitlam in 1975, and that's cancel his stewardship of the country because he couldn't guarantee supply. That's Whitlam. And there is a very, very serious petition going to the governor to say that this man's got to be taken out of running this state because he is driving it into the ground. John, and there is a huge petition going around now. And if there's enough people sign it, there will be pressure from a much higher level than Daniel Andrews to cancel his tenure of office.
Well, I mentioned last week, I don't think you can blame him about the coronavirus. Nobody knows where it's going and what it's going to do. We're going to let it run its course like the Spanish flu. A lot of people died. I think 15 million more than died in the First World War.
50 million.
Was it 50 million?
I don't know. You're doing it. I don't think it was more. I think it was more than 15. We'll get Rocket Rod here to check it out. You don't think that the government should be held responsible for their handling of the matter?
I also mentioned a week or two ago that they ought to get rid of the state government bodies full stop throughout Australia. I think they just hamstring the federal government. The federal government now, with communication the way it is, they could run the whole country.
So, Don.
And so you can get away with these little power plays. I mean, we had the fire, and I'm going back over old ground, but we had the fires through summer. And the federal government couldn't work. They were criticised for not coming in because the New South Wales state government, Victorian state government said, no, we're all right. They've got their own sections of state emergency services and whatever else, and you can't encroach upon their areas.
So, Don.
But what, Johnny?
So, first of all, you said you're 35 million out with the Spanish flu. You said
15.
It was 50, right?
Okay, right?
50 million, right.
So
I don't think we're up to 50
me?
Million yet with the coronavirus here in this state. You say that you can't hold the government responsible for the handling of the coronavirus outbreak, and we have this conversation every week.
I said the running of it. Nobody knows, Andrews, but I have been critical of the hotel
thing. No one knows
thing.
What. Yeah, that's right. I'm
critical of that, the bureaucrats and Andrews
that's one.
Who gave the contract out, number
that's
one.
That's one. Yes. Two, the Cedar Meats debacle.
Cedar Meats, the brand stacking.
Three.
Okay, brand stacking.
Yep.
And I would love to know, and the papers don't follow up on what deal. What are you whispering
okay,
about?
Go on, don't worry.
Well, don't whisper under its rudeness.
Don, don't get waylaid.
I'm a lot tight today.
Yeah, the red shirts?
The red shirts.
Yeah, that's four.
And also the deal that was done with the
Freeway.
The freeway.
That's five.
We'll keep going. Yep. Let me get so Peter please. Marshall, isn't it? The Secretary of the Firefighters.
And the ambulance.
MFBW or whatever it's called.
Yep.
And I think there's a few other deals going on. What is he whispering? Yep. Don't whisper.
Don. Don't get
I am upset about those things, but I'm not critical about who could handle the virus situation better.
You've just told us, Don. You've just answered your own question.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. You said you were critical. You were critical of the people they got as security guards and security people
but
to look after.
That's a practical aspect, John. We do not know the extent or any. Nobody knows about this virus.
Have you been listening to the commission that's been going on? There's people. Person after person has come on and said, we were given no practical training, we were given no idea of what to do, it was an inclusion thing.
It's a different issue to the virus. I would also be blaming the bloody government for allowing immigrants in.
Don, please, don't get... You just said that you can't blame the government, and yet you said that their handling of the security to do with billeted people in the designated hotels and motels where people were billeted to look after it, the spread of it with the cedar meat, their handling has been
practical
disgraceful.
Issues, John. Well, it's got nothing to do with this thing called a virus we know nothing about and how it spreads and what it can cause.
We know exactly how it spreads.
We do not know.
What? Well, you don't know how it spreads?
They don't know. Where are our gloves? When we were told when this broke out back in March, we've got to wear gloves. I don't see us wearing gloves nowadays.
Who said you've got to wear gloves?
They said,
you've got to wear masks. Then they say
you don't have to wear masks. And you don't have to wear... Nobody knows how to handle
so
this.
So why would you shut down the whole of society, the whole of this state where no other state in Australia is shut down? Why aren't they responsible? Why is this government not responsible when every other state in Australia is just going to the football, living their life, playing golf, getting outdoors, going to the beach? Why are we the
only
one?
Why
are we the only one?
Okay, but where are the main outbreaks, John? Can you answer me that? Where are the main outbreaks of coronavirus in Victoria?
The main outbreaks came from a itinerant group of people that were working at the Cedar Meatworks.
Well, and other meatworks. Can I add other meatworks?
Yes, you can add whatever you like. And also the people that they employed out of inclusion and giving a job to the boys, the people who are in the Andrews... the Daniel Andrews hierarchy, giving them the in charge of the security to run billeted people who had coronavirus. They were absolutely untrained and had... So they're the people...
John, you've missed 2 points. One, you got one right. That was the abattoirs.
Yep.
The second is aged care.
Well, I hadn't got to aged care.
Okay. They are the two areas.
No, they're not. Well, they are two areas. The other one was the security people who they employed who had no qualifications at all after they refused the federal government help to come in and do it. They said, no, we'll give it to a select group of people who are actually on our books and we'll give them the chance to secure the billeted COVID people.
That's their inclusion policy, the Andrews government's inclusion policy.
That's correct.
And which is a...
I've just told you. You said why have they? Why are we blaming them? Well, you've just named three areas.
No, there were two. I believe two areas. One is aged care.
Yep,
that's exposed a rort of a system. I knew it was there before. The amount of money you got to pay to go into those places. The people, the way they're looked after. We all knew that.
Go on.
And it's a national issue.
Yes, that's one. Two.
And two is the meatworks.
Yes. And so
those are the two areas, and the workers that work in those areas all happen to live in these areas
so
and
you
locked down.
So I'll just ask you this again. You wouldn't include the security company that was employed by the Andrews government to oversee the billeted people who had tested positive, who had no training at all and rejected the federal government help that they just gave it to their select people.
I know about
you wouldn't blame that?
Yes, I did, and I
that's
said...
That's what the commission... There's a commission going on about it at the minute.
I understand, which is toothless.
But the people who are being interviewed and giving evidence are saying exactly the problem with what the government did, that they were given no training, no one had any idea of what was going on. It was a job for the boys and girls. It was a an ad hoc decision given to a company which was sympathetic to the Andrews government. And this is how this government runs its whole entire program. It is corrupt, Donald.
But also, don't you think that Andrews and the, and all politicians, no matter what persuasion, are just the same?
No.
That,
not all.
Or they're not.
Not
they've
just
all
the
come
same.
Up through the system, haven't got out and got a real job. They've come up through the system as university graduates and do not know how this world works.
There is degrees of corruption and degrees of incompetence. That's all I'm saying. You might be right. You might be right in an overall statement, making just a general gratuitous statement about governments of any political persuasion. But there are degrees of incompetence and corruption.
Well,
and
I think we are living in a state. You're talking about Labor in one part. What about your Liberals?
No, I'm this, not. I said they're just as corrupt. I said governments of all persuasions. Did you not hear me say that? I said, but we are living in a state here now that is about
to
be...
So what would you like done?
About what I'd like done is for the government, this state government, to relax these ridiculous restrictions, except concentrating on the three things that you just mentioned. One, the aged. Two, the...
Hang on. Get to the aged. What would you do there?
Make sure that the people in nursing homes, it's a bit like what happened in America, in New York, the people in nursing homes are completely looked after by qualified people rather than just sending in people to billeted areas in aged care that might affect the elderly. It's
well,
the elderly.
They're privately owned, aren't they,
okay,
the aged
well,
care places?
So
well,
what?
So they've got to make a profit. So they're going to cut their overheads, aren't they?
So you're saying the government... So if you're calling a state of emergency, the government can't come in and regulate a privately owned health...
Well, I think aged care centres. I think it's... Because there's no votes there, the government really hasn't... So, the government really hasn't looked at it, and it exposed to
are.
The government
so there you are.
The inadequacies.
There's the corruption right there.
Okay, well, that's
because
a national thing.
Just,
is that a national or state?
They're just kowtowing to the people who keep them in power. As opposed to the general community. So that you said, what would you do about it? You'd relax. If you're going to drive this state like no other state in Australia, just this state here, every other state is just bubbling along reasonably well. This state is going to hell in a handbasket. It is absolutely disgraceful that we have locked down the whole of this society to placate the aged... the people who are...
what do you mean, placate?
Placate means to please.
Wouldn't you be trying to rectify the problem with the age? You're not pleasing them.
We're trying to placate the age. We're trying to please the aged by looking after them properly. That's the first priority, the age. That's you and me. That's people over 70 to 100, and they're the main people who are dying in this community because they have been handled.
Do you think you'll go into an aged care home?
The pardon?
Do you think you'll go into one of those places?
Has that got anything to do with what we're talking about?
It's just a passing thought. I've thought about it. Would you go into one?
What are you stuck for a word? Well, because Donald,
don't blaspheme.
Because if I was ill and I was aged, which I am and you are, I think I'd neck myself. Oh, okay. Well, there's the other problem.
Why don't we ask Doug if you're going to go into one?
Oh, they'll kick the
There's the other problem, Donald. I know you just said it just a jock, just as an aside, but there's the great problem that's happening in this community. We do not know how many people are, to use your term, necking themselves or doing away with themselves. The suicide rates are going through the roof because of the overall handling of this community.
But suicide rates have never been disclosed, John. even in the good times. They do not.
In the good times. So I'm just saying they are going through, they are increasing as a result of people thinking there is no future in this state. And
How have you handled lockdown mentally? Well, I have my down days. Last week, I had a down day,
and because
on a Friday.
Well, you're actually answering your own. You're answering
I'm
your
asking
own.
You.
Well,
how
I'm.
Are you?
I'm telling you, Donald.
Are you buoyant?
I'm buoyant. Well, of course, we're not buoyant. No one in the state is buoyant.
Do you suffer down times?
Well, we are depressed. Yeah, I'm depressed, of course, because I can't go about like every other member of this community in Victoria, or even just in the CBD. We can't go about our normal life.
So you're taking Prozac so you don't go sink right down?
No, I'm not taking Prozac, Donald. But I'm in a state, I'm depressed. I haven't got depression. But I'm depressed like every other member of this community because the government, for no credible reason, has locked down every single part of this community except the people that keep them in power. And that is the unions, the construction industry is going.
A lot of people are out of work now.
Everyone's out of work except the people who keep this government in power. That is the building industry,
the ambulance, the
public servants, the politicians, the firemen. Everyone is doing it tough.
They're essential, but they have reduced the number.
And they're the people that keep the government in power. Okay. They're the public sector, not the private enterprise. Private enterprise is about to completely disappear off the face of the earth in this state, not in this country, in this state.
I would be interested to know if the public servants are still working. And also the ones in local government.
Would you be interested to know that? Well, I'd say they'd be working. So,
if they are, that is a joke.
So how about...
Because I actually did see some bloke from a council bloke mowing lawns the other week.
Yeah. So Billy Shorten. Bill Shorten.
Oh, Billy, I thought you knew him well. Billy.
Billy Boy.
Billy.
Billy Boy Shorten.
From Mooney Ponds.
Who said that, how about this for a piece of rare honesty, said that he was arrogant and didn't listen to the people. Is why he lost the last election. He didn't listen to the people. He was arrogant. And he thought that he put climate and the climate situation over people's jobs. And he realised that was a mistake. And he said he would increase taxes. That's the reason he lost. This would be pretty good if Daniel Andrews maybe came out with a bit of honesty himself.
Listen, I'm not a Shorten man at all.
Well, no, nor was their electorate.
And I'm glad the electorate woke up.
Yeah.
But I've got to
take... That's why.
Can I say something when you're finished? But I've got to take my hat off to him, which I've got on my head. I salute him because he has not worked in the background to usurp the leader of the Labor Party, or we don't hear about it. And he's taken it gracefully, the fact that he's resigned and he's doing his job as a backbencher. Not like Abbott, who worked in the background.
Okay. But that's why that's why I said about Bill Shorten. I said, isn't it refreshing to have a piece of honesty? Why would he be trying to snip leader of the opposition, the Labor opposition, if he's just conceded that he was arrogant, didn't listen to the people and put climate over people's jobs and said he'd raise taxes?
Yes, but he could still go around usurping the power of the leader of that particular party.
Not if he doesn't think he's got any credibility by saying that's why he lost the election.
This takes me back 40 bloody years.
Please speak into the microphone.
Well, it takes me back 40 bloody years. Is that all right? Did you get that?
Well, now I did, that you're speaking into the microphone. Yep.
When we used to sit down of a Sunday afternoon and do the Sunday Observer quiz, and you would argue the answer, you get the answer wrong, and you would argue.
I get the answer wrong.
Yes.
There's either a correct answer or there's not.
You would argue. The answer was there in black and white, but you would argue the other way.
No, but it could be the way you ask the question.
Oh,
ambiguous.
This takes... Oh, God.
So...
We just had to give you the... We had to give you one to shut you up.
So, there is serious... serious.
He told us you never got them right, Don. He never got them right. He told us this last week.
I got them right. I played him on a break when it came to the quiz, the 50 quiz, 50 answers in the Sunday Observer.
His 10 came
from the fact that we conceded just to shut him up.
There is a serious movement underfoot to censure this government and have them lose their... have them ousted because this is being handled disgracefully. And if you want to see this state, we are overseas news, we are national news, and people speak about this state overseas and can't believe that we are putting up with an hour's exercise, a curfew for a pandemic that's been handled so badly by this government that no other country in the world has the restrictions that we do here in Victoria. And I'm telling you, there is a mounting concern, a push to the governor of this state to do something about the Andrews government.
Well, I think I don't mind the lockdown at the moment.
Oh, gee.
Well, I don't mind. Something's got to be done. Listen, mate, something's got to be done. At least he's trying something.
What do you talk about? Do you actually listen to any of what we've spoken about for the last 20 minutes?
Oh, shit, you are frustrating.
Have you listened to anything we've spoken about for the last 20 minutes? I have just... You said you think it's a good idea for the lockdown. I am saying the very great majority of people in this state think it is ridiculous, and there's plenty of critical evidence given why it is ridiculous. If you concentrated on two or three sections of the community like we've done... Please don't break that. Like we've spoken about, then the rest of us could get on with a meaningful life in this state. And at the minute, it is being run into the ground by ridiculous ad hoc decisions.
Can I be light for a moment? Can we just be a little lighter? Do you realise...
Yep, go on.
Do you realise, a horse, you cannot be serious?
Yep.
Yep, what?
Yes.
Yes, what?
Yes, it's a horse and it won the other day.
How did you know? I didn't think you were a racing follower.
Oh, I see. I just thought you said...
It paid $5. Yes, $5.10 actually, the win.
I know.
Whereabouts?
I have no idea.
At Morfordville.
Well, I said I don't know.
But you knew that you cannot be serious.
Yes, because you said...
If I'd known it was running, I would have backed it.
Oh, would you, Donald? With what?
You back it with money, Johnny.
Yes, all right. Well, you have to dip into your resources. Now, Donald, you just said to me...
How did you know about it if you're not a racing man?
You just said to... Because, do you know why, Donald? Because I come to this forum here with a few things up my sleeve, so that when I'm asked a question, actually, unlike you or the person that was here before you that used to sit in that chair, say, oh, no, I don't know anything about that. Right. I try and keep across various topical things. And you said, did you know there's a horse named You Cannot Be Serious? And I said, I did. You said, did you?
Really?
And I said, yes, I did. And I said, it won a race. I said, I know. I said, how did you know that? I said, because I keep abreast of some of the news.
Did you pick this up when you went to pay for your petrol? You look through the paper. You know, the...
Holy... What, Don?
No. What?
What did you say then?
Did you pick up this snippet of information when you went to pay for your petrol and flip through the
paying
newspaper?
For my petrol would have what to do with picking up the paper?
They have the paper in front as you pay, and so you picked up the paper. That's the only time you go out.
The petrol station becomes a news agent. I never pick the paper up when I go and pay for petrol.
Well, how do you get... Because you're locked down. How would you know about this?
What are you talking about? How would I know about what?
This horse.
But you said I get the paper when I go to get my petrol.
That's the only time you go out.
No, I don't. I go out to get provisions.
Oh, do you?
Is this like Bill and Bed the flower pot man? What do you mean, oh, do I?
Well, I thought we were in lockdown.
Well, you're allowed out an hour a day.
What are these?
You're an hour.
Bloody Tom Thumb over here. What is he into?
You're up and about. Donald, you've been taking some analgesic. Are you taking anything at the minute?
Yes.
What are you taking?
Different stuff.
Just tell us. I've got a feeling that we're about to see how you've gone off the air here. Tramadol. What is it?
It's an opiate.
Opioid.
Opiate.
Opiate.
You know what opium is? Opium is?
Opium?
Yes. The derivative of opium.
You said, you know what opium is? It's a derivative of opium. You used the same word. Opioid, I think you mean, don't you?
Opiate. I call it an opiate. It's an opiate. Oh, here we go. What are we going to do? Go to the dictionary again,
Don,
just to get a bit of one-upmanship.
Just in case someone who's listening to this,
you know what you
might try and
for?
Work out what we're talking about. You could well be. I think it's opioid. Well,
I've got to get on opiates because of my football career. Kill pain.
Opiate. So you're on.
We agree to disagree.
Now you said
again.
Opium is a derivative of opium.
Well, it is.
Opium is a derivative of opium. You used the same word. It's like petrol is a derivative of petrol.
Opiates are drugs derived directly from opium.
Thank you.
No, but you said.
Do you think I could sue the football club for all the pain I'm going through?
You just have to just expand on that. I'll give you an answer if you can just. So the pain is what?
The pain, physical pain.
Of what?
From playing the sport.
That, put that fucking thing down. The what? Oh, Jesus.
Well,
go on.
Well, put it.
You want to sue the football club for what pain?
Well, all those injuries that I incurred playing football.
I see. So you think that you're owed
I think a lot of people think they're entitled.
I see. So the thing that you did voluntarily for 18 years of your life, you now...
Well, I'm just posing the question. Do you think I could or should?
Retrospectively, you asked for compensation for a hard life earned by playing football. Mm. You didn't have to play football.
I understand that, but
it was a choice you made. You were a clothing manufacturer and seller of high class fashion, Donald.
Well, got
a bon vivant. You were a man about town.
What has that got to do with
fancy
the injuries
Dan.
And the pain I'm going through now?
Well, are you sure the pain you're going through now is due to football, or the fact that you've actually brain is only just marginally working when you speak to me and I tie you up in knots? Do you think that might be the pain?
Knots.
So here's a bit of...
You wouldn't exist if you weren't putting shit on somebody.
Well, so here's a bit of dishonesty for you. So do you remember that there was a person who got suspended for the rest of the year, I think, a lad called Elijah Taylor? Tell me if I go wrong here, Rocket Rod, will you? Elijah Taylor got his... girlfriend to...
This is weeks old.
Well,
why,
I just...
Why are you bringing it up
well,
now?
I'll tell you why I'm bringing it up. Because here is a classic case of someone making a story up about how that woman, his girlfriend, arrived at his billeted residence during the COVID lockdown. It was reported by Carolyn Wilson that this person called... Lalani Pierce ran across a golf course, couple of fairways, hijacked and jumped over some fences.
Can I put up my hand?
Yes.
I thought she came through the front gate.
But not according to Carolyn Wilson, who said that she ran across a golf course, jumped over two or three fences. And when Lalani was asked, she said, no, that wasn't the case. I just walked through the gate and into his dorm, his bedroom. That's right. Well, when asked about that, Caroline Wilson...
When was she asked about it?
She was asked about it on some football forum.
Well, she's on two shows a week. Was she asked on one of those?
How is she on any shows? How...
Rod says she was asked this on Classified Football. Yep. Okay, right, go on.
So that is patently incorrect. So Lalani said.
Hang on. Whoa.
Not
was
only
she
is
taken to task on the football show or football
yes.
classified, she was. So now what was her answer?
I think she said she stood by it, didn't she?
She'd have to stand by it if she wrote it.
but she was found out to be incorrect. So here's probably that's racist for a start, disputing what the girl said because
why is it racist?
Well, because the girl is an Aboriginal.
Well, that's got nothing to do with it.
Oh, well, no, but if you speak about Indigenous people and you get something wrong, you'll be accused of being a racist. This is the person.
So if I'm going to talk about this Aboriginal flag, why it wasn't used, that's racist.
I don't think it is. If you speak about Indigenous people of any sort, and it's constructive and it's reasonable and it's relevant, but you'll find that the naysayers and the people who are looking to put you in a pigeonhole will call you racist. Now, I'm saying if I said something like that, I would be accused of being racist because that is saying an untruth about someone who you spoke about publicly.
You broke that story, you would be called a racist.
I guarantee by the people who, if I got it wrong, which this is wrong, according to the person who didn't jump the fences, she said she didn't jump any fences or walk across any fairways trying to sneak in. She said she walked in through the door. Now, you've got to take it probably on the word of the person who is involved rather than the person who's getting it third or fourth hand. I'm saying if I said that, I would be accused of being a racist because it is maligning someone from another race. But no, this person, Wilson, gets away with it time and time after again, after mocking disabled athletes, after traducing fellow women journalists at a function I was at, after slagging the Essendon Football Club, how many times and how many chances does she get? How does she keep her job? This is all I'm asking. If you can get something like that wrong, if I said that, I would be accused of being a racist. So it is just is staggering that there is a reason this person gets away with that.
What's the reason?
There is a reason.
Why? What's the reason?
You would know the reason. So all I'm saying to you is that there is just one set of rules for some and one set for the other. Now, speaking of one set of rules for people, did you see Daniel Kerr? Daniel Kerr, who
you played for West Coast,
yes, and he's
stalking. Are you referring to the stalking?
Yes,
yes.
He is a two-time runner-up in the Brownlow Medal.
Very,
great
very
footballer.
Good
he was this. This is what this did amuse me. Not the stalking didn't amuse me, but he said the reason he sent 135 text messages to his ex-partner. The only time he said his text when he saw his daughter at the gym and he didn't like the way his mother was letting her do sit-ups. He said it wasn't the nature I'd like of how she was doing sit-ups. Would you say that's a man that's just completely lost track of the world he's living in? Would you say that? That gave him 135 texts. She was 2 years old and he didn't like the way his daughter was being asked to do sit-ups.
Listen, it's an emotive thing, John.
I know.
You don't go there. It's between two people and we do
not...
No,
it's not between two. It's between the whole community.
John,
he's been up
on... there's a restraining order.
Which he broke.
I understand that, but we do not know the dynamics between that existed between the two people. So
we've all been in
relationships and little things are blown out of proportion.
So
in a relationship.
So when your children were 2 years old, did you ever get hold of their mother and tell them that they were doing sit-ups incorrectly?
Yep.
You did?
Yep.
Okay.
And push-ups, they weren't going down and touching their nose on the ground.
Yeah.
The chins were only half chin. They were called
cheat. To be quite honest, Donald, I think
cheat curls.
I think you'd have a very good case if you went to Hawthorn about you've been beaten around the head playing football. I think this is a great example of how your football career.
You put me down.
Well, I'm just you're starting just to sway me now. I think
the
fact that we're talking about
you got an open mind.
The fact that you said that you asked your children when they were 2 years old to do push-ups and sit-ups correctly, I've got a feeling the Hawthorn Football Club owe you a tremendous debt.
What about squats? What about squats for getting rid of cellulite?
Men don't have cellulite.
No, women do.
Yes, that would be, seeing as we're only into binary genders as opposed to... let me just read you out. Let me just... let me read you out this. If you got any topics, incidentally, you haven't brought up one yet.
Oh, well, it's hard to get a word in when you start. Where are you off to? Hey, we haven't got a show. Oh, you've come back. Thanks for coming back. What have we got, a notebook now?
I'm going to read out this. This is... If you wonder why politics is going down the drain in America, at the recent Democratic convention, they had a speaker on promoting and giving Joe Biden, who is the presidential candidate for the Democrats. He had, as a person backing him up and supporting him, this is what she said she was. Her name was Jay Mines, and she said she was a black, Vietnamese, transgender, non-binary, what? Transcendental, mermaid queen king, currently living out her evolving truth in Winston-Salem. That was the person, that's who she was, and that's who Joe Biden got to support him in his nomination speech for the Democrats. And you talk about...
Well, he covered all bases.
That's exactly right, Donald. Talk about being patronising. How did we get onto that? Because I was speaking about...
How would I know where you go with all
No,
your
I was
ideas.
Speaking about how did I get
what
onto
about
that?
What about we sing out and say... Last week we were having lunch on the bench.
A black Vietnamese transgender. No, I know, non-binary. You said it's only cellulite. There's only two biological genders. You know that, don't you? Doesn't matter. And did you see Joe Biden also supported abortions for males? Abortions for men. He is including in his platform, he said he supports fully abortions for men.
Come on.
That is people who have transgendered into being women who have transgendered into being men but are still biological women and could get pregnant. So the over emphasis on that is that you support abortions for men. Can you get any more convoluted than this in an attempt to win an election? Can you? Michelle Obama, did you see her? Said Harvey Weinstein was a wonderful man and it was a privilege to know him. Did you see she said that?
No, I don't follow it as closely as what you
Well, do. Gee, you talk about dishonesty in politics and dishonesty in the world. Eh?
What about last week? I was impressed last week. Do you remember Jimmy? We were having something to eat on the park bench. The chef who listens to our podcast, I thought he was an inspiration. He's a chef at the MCG. Do you remember all this?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
And he's out working. He hasn't got a job, but hi to Jimmy. At least he's got off his ass, which I wish a few other Australians would do. And he's cleaning the streets. He's got to be occupied. And... doing a wonderful
He's a
job.
Chef at the MC. He wasn't the people that poisoned those. Wasn't the people that poisoned those people with food allergy at one of the high class luncheons there, was he?
Well, I don't know. How would I know?
Was a joke. Was a
joke. Sure.
So Jimmy.
Anyway, hello to Jimmy.
Where was he from?
Jimmy, he's from Australia, but his parents migrated from China. I think his father came in 1940 and his mother in the early 50s.
So he's an Australian
Australian?
A Chinaman?
No, he's Australian.
Australian-Chinese.
Yeah, and a very nice fellow, and I thought he was very nice.
Why'd you bring that up, Don?
Well, I was just impressed with the fact that he can go out. He wants to be occupied. He wants to work. He hasn't got a job. A lot of people would sit on their ass at home and cop the... What is it, the $750 or something, whatever they get a week, but at least he can get out and do something. I wish more Australians would do. I think he's a fine example.
What were you doing sitting on the bench?
I was eating food. What are you...
Is that legal?
Well, what's the bench for? You get takeaway and you sit on the bench.
Only...
What?
So, well,
where do you eat your takeaway?
So, I tell you what you won't be doing, though Donald. If you're going to go down and buy some Kentucky Fried Chicken, which is called KFC these days, do you know Kentucky Fried Chicken are now being asked and they're seriously considering dropping its finger-licking good from their slogan? This is considered... Good. I'm not sure why they're considering dropping that, but they are going to... withdraw from saying it's finger licking goods because you shouldn't be either licking your fingers in this present climate. This is where the world's gone mad. It's finger licking good has been. What did you cross out then, Don? Was that a topic?
Geez, you're a control. You are a control freak.
Was that a topic you were going to bring up?
You.
What geez. Was it? Have you brought up a topic yet? Oh, it's Jimmy. You've done Jimmy, have you? All right.
You're a smartass. What you're about a bloody smart? You could not work by yourself. You just got to work with someone so you can put shit on somebody. You derive your humour by putting
so
shit on
somebody.
So
did you realise
I you've got something wrong with your personality.
So did
no,
you...
No, don't smile and smirk. You've got something drastically wrong. It's been your upbringing.
So
I'd
did,
be blaming your parents for your upbringing and the way you are today. So you are a victim of victims.
So did you realise that either the state government are going to spend $20 million on revamping the Federation Square?
Oh, my goodness.
You couldn't care less. No. They're going to spend $20 million of your dollars redoing Federation Square, which is so ugly from its inception.
Well, you're going
so
to be
disgracefully ugly, it actually was
well,
beautiful.
Well, you'll have a say in this because you're going to be the next Lord Mayor.
Yeah, thanks for doing that last week.
What do you mean, thanks for doing it?
Well, I'll tell you what happened last week. You sat
Don't
there.
Point.
You sat. No one knows I'm pointing, Don, except you.
Yes, and I.
You put
take
your gloves
offense.
On since I. You've.
My hands are cold. Bad circulation from football.
So just sitting here and you saying, "Oh, I heard someone told me that you were going to stand for Lord Mayor again."
Yes.
Just that particular an aside that you made there created a whole sort of news cycle that I was going to be the Lord Mayor. I did two interviews on it. I told. Sally Cap, that I wasn't interested in
did
doing.
Did you ring Sally?
I did.
Good.
I did.
She's a very nice lady. We've had her on the show and she's a very
so
nice lady.
So you don't think I remember that we had her on the show, Don? Don't you? I unlike you, I'm not going to the Geelong Football Club saying I've been beaten around the head too many times and I think you owe me some money. I do remember.
You were doing the beating around the head.
I do remember that Sally Kapp was on here. She's a very pleasant and charming person, woman if you like even, and I said that if she was, I said to you, if she was thinking of,
time to get to the
if
point.
She was thinking of withdrawing from being the Lord Mayor, the Lord Mayoress or whatever you would like to call her, if she was considering not going on, I'd be interested in standing, but I wasn't interested in opposing it because I'm no interest in opposing
it. Did you say
this
on the various interviews that you did then?
I did.
Well, why didn't they listen to the podcast? And you said that in the podcast last week.
Because they take snippets out of this podcast,
oh.
as you would well know, and then they make they extrapolate it into a completely different reason
for mentioning things. You're a walking headline.
Oh yeah, no, because I didn't run the news cycles 3 weeks in a row by talking about Hawthorne. And all the various things that went on there about Hawthorn. You ran up more headlines by being on the front and back page of the papers by saying Hawthorn had rorted the salary cap like everyone else did, which I came to your defence. I said, didn't seem to be too extraordinary that because everyone else was
did
doing it.
Did you come to my defence?
I did, as a matter of fact, Donald. And
thank
could
you.
I
oh,
also...
thank you. I didn't realise you did.
Nah, well, because you don't listen to anything I say. Could I tell you this? The AFL, apparently, this season is going to cost them $400 million.
Keep going.
Because they have the season has been truncated and the loss of revenue from various parts of things, so much so that they have sacked or disposed of 20% of their staff. And they are now... jumping at shadows, if you like. They're trying to move them into various areas. And if I could tell you what they were going to move them into, I've wrote it down.
Well, while you're stumbling, yeah, there, go what on, about I am the stumbling. Hang on. Well, what about the ramifications if we do go and you say about Daniel Andrews closing Victoria down further? What's going to be the ramification? Well, not only business, but football.
Yep.
For a standalone club, Hawthorn is one of the ones that's standing alone, not getting any assistance. I think there's three others. I think Collingwood is one, West Coast and Hawthorn. There may be another one that have got sufficient funds to survive. The Dogs, they've got money in the bank.
Richmond
was the other one. Richmond was. Okay. Daniel Andrews is suggesting goes ahead, these clubs will eat into their profit. Why should those clubs be... Thank you for pointing. I'm glad you point to the microphone. Why should these clubs, who've worked themselves to a situation where they've got profit in the bank, they're not relying on the AFL, be victimised next year? You're not even looking at me. Eye contact, please. Thank you. Do you know what I've said?
Yes.
Okay, why are they going to be victimised if this lockdown continues to next year? Because these football clubs, as a lot of other businesses, will really suffer.
I see. So you're not blaming the Andrews government for that?
I'm not blaming. I'm asking the question.
No, well, I'm saying this is just another reason why locking down...
Do you think football will go back to the way it was when we played, when you had a secretary and assistant secretary in the administrative side of football?
Not at all, Donald.
Why?
Because it's out of control.
People are out there justifying their position,
that's
aren't
right.
they, Johnny? It's a gravy train.
So it'll never go back to the way it was. So they've stood down or sacked 20% of their staff and they're finding new roles. Now, Brad Scott, for example, has now been moved to game evolution duties, whatever that means. And Ray Gunston is a very good man. He is now transitioned to an industry advisory role in a consultative capacity. So they're just moving the deck chairs on the whole Titanic. They're just moving them around and finding jobs for the people who are still.
It's incestuous, isn't it?
Well, it's sort of incestuous. Now, can I tell you this? You'll think, I know you think I bring up make up a lot of these things.
Come on, carry it.
I tell you what.
How long have we been going?
No, it's all right. I tell you, we have a guest coming in today, and how appropriate.
It must be very sunny outside, is it?
How
the sun's out.
Don, shut up, please. How appropriate we have a guest coming in, and this person is coming in as a Director of Policy of the Institute of Public Affairs. Well, and I know you probably won't know what that means.
I don't.
But if ever you're going to get the lowdown on how this government is still elected and still running this state after announcing that it might extend its state of emergency for another 12 months, this person will be right across this because that's his domain. And how fortunate. Now, I hope he is not necessarily listening to this.
Who?
You'll think of this person that's come in because he'll think, what have I come into? This is what's happening. This is what's happening overseas. This is the latest news. You think I'm going to make this up, and you'll think it's salacious, and you'll think that I am making this up, but I'm not. First of all, the brothels in Germany are open and running and are open for business. Brothels. Imagine opening a brothel here when you can only allow it out for an hour and you've got to wear a mask and you can't, it's got a self-distance. The brothels, by its very nature, I think, means a bit of contact. So that they're open for business in Germany.
Some of the ladies in the brothels wear masks, don't they? Some people wear a lot of other things,
know, Donald, having not been ever to a brothel, but I'm sure that you could tell us, fill us in there, how it works. And when you walk in, do you go in the back door or do you come in the front way?
You go into the reception.
Via the back? Do you come in the back entrance, if you'll pardon the expression? Do you? You don't want to be seen. I saw Don Scott walking into a brothel. You would come in the back way, wouldn't you? I know this is delicate with your son sitting just offside here. So I know you think I'm making this up, and
I wear my mask.
I'm telling you now, if you want to turn off and not listen, if you want to, a leather mask, if you want to, If you want to turn off, if you want to, don't listen to this. If you want to turn off now, if you're listening to this, this is in the paper.
What?
I'm just about, this is in the, I'll just tell you what publication it's in. It's called the World News Daily. Yes. I hesitate to read it out, but you think I'll make it up and you can Google this rocket rod. A Vegas strip club has been accused, it's been shut down after a stripper squirted vaginal fluids.
Oh, oh please.
I'm, all right. Oh. All right. Okay, well, there it is. That is a news item that has... Have you seen this?
No. Where do you... Where are you?
So you're...
Are you, oh, you're a group. Where
the, John, where you remember Dr...
Where did this source...
You remember Dr. Fauci said that you must...
Oh, no.
Remember Dr. Fauci, who was the chief medical officer for the United States, said that you... Now should wear goggles when you... Remember he said you should wear masks and goggles? Do you remember I said that a couple of weeks ago?
For what?
Stop the spread of the virus. The Vegas strip club has been closed down because they said one of the strippers there was squirting fluids onto some of the patrons and virus had been... It showed on. You think I'm making it up, but I'm not.
Strip club, don't. Strip club after strip.
Yes, that's shit. Showed on.
Why would they put that online?
Well, because that's one of the reasons a business has been closed down.
News Daily Report.
That's why one of the businesses has been closed down. There's various businesses are closed down. The meatworks here has been closed down because of COVID. The various industries, probably not. Well, how do
why
I know?
Are you quoting it?
Well,
quoting
it? How do you know anything's reputable, Donald? You see, half the stuff I mention. How do you know finger licking good's been?
Rubbish.
What's rubbish?
The World News Daily Report is a news and political satire web publication,
Why don't you check
in a semi-real fictitious ways.
Fictitious way. Why don't you check your
you
sources
ask
out?
Me, you ask,
don't point.
You asked me, is this a reliable source? And
how
I said,
other news comes from
the site? And I said, probably not, is what I said.
Oh, you've covered yourself beautifully.
Well, I was only just saying these things are out there for people to consume and think are true.
Sources. Don't bring rubbish to this podcast.
Don't bring rubbish
to
it. Well, I was only just saying that you have publications like this that people, the rank and file in the community, swallow up, take on face value, and that's how distortion and dishonesty and corruption get spread, because after things people say are not true. In fact, most of the things people say are not true. Now,
can I just bring up something researched? How much longer have we got?
No, you got as long as you like.
Well, I don't want to bore people because...
Well, go on, don't that
don't
be
want
a worry.
Missing for an hour
never
and a
worried
half
you
to
in the past.
Talk dribble.
Go on.
I watched the football on the weekend.
Yes.
And there was a circle where the ball is bounced at the start. It was coloured yellow.
Yes.
So I thought I'd do a little bit of research. And it was something to do with the Aboriginal flag.
Yes, good.
Now, do you know the origins of this flag?
No. Why don't you?
You know, it was designed in 1971 by an Aboriginal artist, Harold Thomas, as a symbol for Aboriginal land rights. Did you realise that?
No.
In 1971.
Yes, go ahead.
And not, well, 20-odd years later, in 1995, it was recognised as a national flag of Australia.
Yes.
And 2 years later, the federal court, now this is interesting, the federal court gave Thomas, or recognised Thomas, that's Harold Thomas, as the author and owner of the copyright of that flag.
Yes.
Now that's interesting, isn't it?
It is extraordinarily interesting, Donald.
Well, when you've got about 300 different nations in Australia, that this flag is recognised as the the copyright to the Aboriginal flag. And in 2018, another 20, 30 years later, Thomas granted exclusive worldwide copyright on clothing to a crowd called WAM, W-A-M. It's a clothing company.
Yes.
And Thomas Harold Thomas is still paid royalties.
Yes.
Did you realise that?
No, I didn't realise any of this. You're telling me.
Well, there's two people getting...
Yes, royalties.
Royalties from the use of this flag.
Wham and Harold Thomas.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the flag is not in the public domain and won't be.
That's domain.
That, you know, out in the public domain, for another 70
main.
Years after Harold's death.
Right.
So somebody for the next 60, 70 years will be receiving royalties from the flag.
And the bottom line of this, I presume, Donald, is that the AFL can't use the flag in Indigenous football around to celebrate the Indigenous players playing football.
No, I think they can. They were allowed to put it on their Guernsey. But I think what the AFL were trying to do was sell more Guernseys.
As merchandising. And they're not allowed to because they have a moratorium, this WAM, on selling clothing with the flag on it.
Yes, but...
So they've been duped.
Hang on, but Harold Thomas does allow the flag free use for Aboriginal health, education, legal matters and other situations that do assist Aboriginals. However, for commercial exploitation, well, I wouldn't say exploitation, but for commercial use, there are a licence fee.
Well, it's very interesting, Donald. I'm glad you brought
that
up.
Well, I think it is because a lot of people are criticising but the use of the Aboriginal flag, but there is a reason behind it.
Now,
and it's not only a Queensland company, it's also the author and designer, and they're still receiving
royalties. Another news item just come through on that...
What?
On that world news platform.
The Daily Mail or whatever it's called.
No, not the Daily Mail, don't say that. That world news thing that you said about the strippers in Las Vegas not being
your
real.
Your source?
Yeah, no, that wasn't my source. That apparently a French mime artist has just committed suicide. He shot himself with a silencer. Now, Don, we are going to come back with a guest who might tell us the state of Victoria and where it's headed and why he thinks it's headed where it is. He probably doesn't know I'm going to ask him any of those questions, but he's in the house at the minute and we're going to wind this up and we're going to come back with this.
Can we turn the lights off?
Hmm?
Can we turn the lights off?
Your lights have been off for a long time,
Donald.
Because
he's got sunglasses on and it's very bright in here.
No one knows that he's got sunglasses on because this is not a visual medium, Donald. It's an audio thing we do here. And if anyone could see what you look like.
We're going to go into the 21st or 25th century. We've got to have pictorial.
25th century. Yeah. All the best, Don. I'd say I think Hawthorne have got an absolute obligation to pay you out for whatever injuries
you think
you have. Absolutely. I wasn't quite sure before we started this hour, but I'm now more certain now that you have an absolute case with Hawthorne.
Do you think they could do crowdfunding for me?
Let's wind this up, please.
Open around the streets late at night. I'm worried because you ain't treating me right. Come back again. I'm just crazy about you, babe.